Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who humbly and graciously accepted the 2002 Small Business Journalist of the Year Award.
Who's the man? Who's the man?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thank you very much for joining me today. It's always a pleasure to be part of your day, and I know it's like a dream come true for you, isn't it? Tom Masacker, and especially since Tom Masacker is going to be here. I know that's what you're thinking. That's right. Tom is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, and he's one of our top branding experts on the Brain Trust. He's the author of Sandbox Wisdom and The Four Sides of Sandbox Wisdom and A Clear Eye for Branding. Tom Masacker, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. Great to be here.
It's good to have you back, as always. I always like having you on the show because, well, besides the fact that you're a really cool guy, you always have some very interesting things to sort of shake us out of our complacency in the marketplace and help us to think about some new things that we need to be working on. What's on the agenda today?
Well, it's kind of more of the same, you know, hoping that this really sinks in. I mean, there's a lot of business, small business especially, that are under the false impression that they're being driven out of business by low-price competitors. And frankly, that's just not true, not in the United States.
That's right.
I mean, if you want to worry about low prices, go to India. That's where you have to compete with low prices. But people have disposable income here, and it's just that I think we're missing what's going on in the marketplace. I really don't think we're seeing the big trends as business owners.
Well, that's because people that you're talking about, Tom, are 20th century thinkers. They're not 21st century thinkers. And when I do speeches, especially if I'm talking about this kind of a topic, I have a little thing that I have that I say to the audience, and then I make them say it with me. I tell them that the price war is over and we lost. You and I've talked about that before. And then I say, okay, now I want you to say it with me. And I make everybody in the crowd say it out loud. The price of war is over and we lost. And when they do that, Tom, I think I actually see lights come on their eyes. I think a lot of small business owners have never actually said that out loud and said it to themselves to make the connection between what really matters to the customers that should really matter to them.
No, you're probably right. But the examples are all around us. I mean, yeah, you can look at Walmart and say, well, they just had record earnings, $3 point something billion. But if you look at Whole Foods Market, their sales per square foot is almost double what Walmart's sales per square foot is.
Mm-hmm.
So people aren't just going to Walmart. I mean, they are going to the Whole Foods. They are going to Starbucks. They are going and buying a video iPod. You know, so the thing is to get the right mindset about business and to realize that for the basics, people are going to shop for price and quality. For everything else, they're looking for, you know, some meaning, simplicity. They're looking to create something new on their own. They're looking actually for happiness through their products and their interactions in the marketplace. And I think business owners need to look at that. I mean, think of it as some kind of Maslow's hierarchy applied to the marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
We've already got that basic bottom level covered, which is decent level quality and pricing of products. That's covered. People are moving up the pyramid now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they want some social currency. They want to learn something. I heard last week there's a supermarket, there's a supermarket someplace that brings in all kinds of homeowners, and what they do is they spend a half a day creating meals for the entire week.
Hmm.
So it's a big social interaction, but they walk out of there with their entire week's worth of meals pre-prepared.
And they got to participate. They got to help make them.
And that was the big key. So this was a social interaction. It was learning about nutrition and how to prepare food. Saved them time.
And it was building community?
Building community.
A little bit of theater thrown in?
Yeah. I mean, this is what people will exchange their money for. If it were just about potatoes, they are going to buy the cheapest bag of potatoes.
From Walmart.
From wherever they can get them. Exactly, right.
Yeah.
Exactly right.
One thing's for sure, there's no theater in Walmart.
No, there isn't.
Hold that thought, Tom. We're going to take a quick break. Right back with our good friend Tom Asecker. He's got a lot more good things to talk to us about. He's the author of A Clear Eye for Branding. That's his newest book. 20 Tales. Stay with us. Serious blues guitarist. Pretty darn good blues singer, too. We'll have to wait for another break to hear him sing, though. This is just a riff. Welcome back. It's 17 Tell. I'm Jim Blasingame. Wish I could play the guitar like that. I got a guitar, but I can't play it like that. That's some serious blues. Tom Asecker is our guest and our good friend, and he's a serious blues man. You like blues, don't you, Tom?
Oh, I love the blues. I love it because they celebrate life.
Exactly, yeah. Tom is the author of Sandbuck's Wisdom and A Clear Eye for Branding. Tom, tell us where we can find all of your books.
Well, the best place to go is to A Clear Eye, A and Clear Eye, EYE.com, and you'll find links to my books and all my writing, and I've got a little blog running there they can read little
input. Got your blog going now, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Good
I'm blogging
you.
Like everyone.
Nobody can say you're not with it, can they, Tom?
I guess not.
ACLEAREYE.com. Check it out, folks. It's a good site, and you can find out more about Tom's books, and I certainly encourage you. As you know, I recommend everything that Tom does. Tom, we're talking about getting, you know, I want to reach out and grab small business owners by the shoulders and shake them just a little bit, not too much, just a little bit. And say, you're not in Kansas anymore, Toto. You're in the 21st century. And things here are different.
Yeah.
And think about, you know, Tom, when I speak out, as you do, you do a lot more speaking than I do. You know, I tell them that you know, as I said, the price war is over. I tell them that where you're going to make your living is not what people need, but what they want. And what you said a minute ago, and this is a huge, huge revelation that too many small business owners still don't get, and that is you can make your living in the 21st century saving people time.
Oh, absolutely.
They don't get it, but what? Why is that so hard to get, Tom?
You know, I think some of it has to do with what the old paradigm, the old worldview of what business was all about. And believe me, 95% of people are still stuck in this view. And here's how the old view works. In the old way of looking at business, the goal was make money.
Mm-hmm.
The means to making money is customers. So people said in their mind, how do I use money to get people to spend money? And things that pop up when you say things like that, well, oh, I know, advertising. I'll spend money on advertising. That will bring people in to spend money. The new view, now listen to how different this is. The new view is the goal is customers. The means is money. It's how do I use money to bring people in so that they can share, interact, have fun, save time, create. There's a big difference between having your goal being money and your means being customers, and your goal being customers and your means being money. I'll give you an example. I heard somebody was telling me the story about a church that brought in a speaker, and this was a really dynamic person. So the church charged $25 per person to come see the speaker. So in their mind, the goal was what? Money. Charge $25.
Mm-hmm.
Because of that, only about 40 people showed up. Instead, if they had said, how do I use money by getting the speaker to bring in people? Because that's what a church is about, community. So ask yourself, how do I use my resources to get people in here and give them an experience that they'll go out and share with other people so that other people will come in here? And then do that over and over and over again. That's the new metaphor for business.
And Tom, I have a theory about why that would be successful in the 21st century. You and I grew up at a time when, you know, not everybody had air conditioning. The windows were up at night. In the summertime, the screen door was open, and the neighborhood was vibrant.
Absolutely.
You knew who lived next door to you. You knew all the kids. Everybody's kids were in and out of everybody else's houses, you know, on and on and on. The neighborhood was your community. Today, neighborhoods aren't like that, not so much. And plus, we have the technology at work and at home that allows us to reach out virtually to people all over the world, to businesses all over the world. But just as Naismith said in Megatrends, no matter how much high tech we have, we're always going to want high touch. That was one of the most important things I ever read, Tom. And when I go around meeting with people and speaking, as I know you do, I still see people gravitating toward other people, wanting to be part of community, and they're finding it in different places than they found it when you and I were growing up. And there's no reason why businesses can't create those kinds of attractions, is there?
Well, listen, that's the key. Maybe small businesses aren't getting out, you know, and seeing what's happening. I mean, Lego, those little bricks that we played with when we were kids, they have an annual conference called Brickfest. They have hundreds and hundreds of zealots who like to show off their creations show up at these events. So think about that. If you can get people to show up with their little things that they built out of Legos, what else can you do to get people to, like you said, come together and interact?
Well said, Tom. Stand by. We're going to take a quick break. Tom Asacker is our guest. I told you we'd have fun and learn some stuff when Tom joined us. Tintel. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll subscribe to my free newsletter and my blog when you get there. And don't forget all the other things you can do, including finding out more about my two books, Small Businesses Like a Bunch of Bananas and the new one, 3 Minutes to Success. Tom Masacker is here. He's got an outstanding website, aclear-eye.com, aclear-eye.com. And you can find out about all of Tom's books there and all the things that he does, including his new blog. Right, Tom?
Exactly.
Tom,
come on in and post a comment.
when I talk to small business owners, one of the things that I like to tell them is if look at the things that you do in your business. And if any of those things that you're doing is what you or anybody else did in the 20th century, you need to keep a close eye on it because it might be holding you back. What do you think?
Well, absolutely. I mean, most new business models, if you looked at them in the 20th century, they would look ridiculous. I mean, we've talked about this before. Mm-hmm. I mean, when we were growing up, we would sit in a diner. And we would have a cup of coffee, and it was a bottomless cup of coffee for 50 cents, and we'd sit there all day. And now people stand in line, and for $4, they buy, you know, a small cup of coffee that's called a large cup that, you know, burns their hand.
No refills.
Well, because they're not selling coffee.
Yeah.
You know, they're selling good times and a smile and community and a place to escape to and, you know, all of those things. And because Starbucks figured that out, now that they have the people coming in, they can experiment and expand that model with things like burning CDs and, you know, they're doing some kind of deal, movie deals. And why? Because they have people coming in.
So you know, let me tell you about a Starbucks experience I had, which I was a little disappointed about. One thing, I was in Starbucks. I don't go there a lot, but I was in one, and the music was a song on the PA system that was really good. I liked it a lot. And when I got up to the counter, I said, "Who is that artist?" And they told me, and I said, "Can I buy that CD?" And they said, "No." They said, "No, we don't offer that." Now, to me, they missed an opportunity. I showed up to buy a $4 cup of coffee. I was ready to buy a $20 CD.
Well, and you know what? If they're smart, and my guess is they're doing this because they're a smart company, somebody heard that and wrote it down, and they probably heard it again that week. So those kind of inputs get fed back to corporate, and the people at corporate are saying, look, we're being asked if people can buy the CD. Let's make it available.
Right.
You know, and that's something the small business has to do. They have, if they get an input, they instead of looking at it as, well, listen to this pain. I'm trying to run a business, and he's trying to tell me he wants to buy a CD.
That's right.
You know, I'm trying to sell coffee. He wants to buy. No. Look at that as, what more can I give these people? They're coming in. What more can I give them? You want to be the person who gives the people what they want, not the person who's trying to sell what he or she wants. That's the big difference today.
Well, and see, the thing is, Tom, and I know I've mentioned this to you before, and my audience is rolling their eyes because they know what I'm about to say. It's because too many small business owners are still trying to run the Walmart model, which is giving people what they need instead of giving them what they want. See, you said it two or three times in about 10 seconds about what people want. That's the key. I think we've got to give people, small business owners have got to make their living giving people what they want, not trying to chase what they need.
Well, that's it. And that's why the most important thing is to ask questions to discover what they want. If somebody walks in, like, let's say you own a hardware store. If somebody walks in the store and they're looking around puzzled, don't say to them, what are you looking for? Right? Because then they'll say a screw and you can point mm-hmm. them to the screw. You say to them, what are you trying to do?
What are you building?
Yeah, what are you working on? So that you can help them discover how to make that even better. And that's the key, mm-hmm. to expand into helping them do better, improve their life, be a better builder, a better cook, a better runner, you know, whatever it happens to be. Figure out how to go up a notch in the chain and help them be the best they can be at whatever it is that they want to be, whether it's a mother, a cook, a teacher.
Well said, Tom. I'm going to have to wrap it up because we're running out of time. It's always great to have you here, Tom. Thanks for being here. Good job today. Tom Asecker, ladies and gentlemen. We won't do without him very long. He's one of the best. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that the price war is over and we lost. I'll be back on the other side of the news. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.